Coming up on this edition of the Rost Report, who has been signed and who has been cut. Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and it's finally looking like the end of winter is near here at Gillette Stadium today, March 10th. And you're listening to the official podcast of the New England Patriots. In today's Ross Report, listen to Brian Lowe, Tom Casale, and Andy Hart talk about Willie McGinnis being cut and the signing of Artrell Hawkins and other Patriots free agents. All this and more.
We are here for the Patriots Roster Report podcast. I'm Brian Lowe along with Andy Hart and Tom Casale. We have a few transactions from the last time we came to you and certainly more to come very quickly. But first, to run down what the Patriots have done in the last week. They have signed three of their own unrestricted free agents, Hank Poteet, Ross Tucker, and Artrell Hawkins. Overshadowing that news was the release on Thursday of linebacker Willie McGinnis. I guess we'll start there. Andy, Tom, what do you guys have to say about the release of Willie McGinnis? And I guess the most important thing is, does he come back?
Well, first of all, it was no surprise. I mean, even he had spoken about how this was a ghost year, as he called it. It's one of those fake years on the end of a deal. $8 million cap number. Despite how he closed out last year, which was obviously with the record in the playoffs and some production, wasn't going to be an $8 million linebacker. But I do think he should be back. He's going to get some offers out there with all the teams going to the 3-4, all the teams in the 3-4 that, you know, have experience with him, Crennel, Parcells, Mangini,
and have money.
Everybody supposedly now has money under the new deal. He'll get some offers. I just think he, you know, all his quotes about, I consider myself a Patriot, it's been 12 years. You're only going to get another year or two out of any deal you get. I just don't think you sell out for the money. And I think he's been most productive under Bill Belichick, and I don't know that he would naturally translate immediately to a different system.
I disagree with Andy. I thought all along that McGinnis will not be back. I think he's going to get more money on the open market. And, I mean, we have to be realistic here. These guys, they have three Super Bowl rings, and they're older, like Vinatieri and McGinnis.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, you start looking at the biggest contract you can sign, because this is the last time you're going to get this opportunity.
Well, he's had the money. That's the one difference. He's made a lot of money.
I understand that, but if somebody's going to give him more money, you know.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's just what the deal will be. Will it be $4 million as compared to $1 million or $2.3 million as compared to $1.9
million? The problem the Patriots have right now with their players is, I feel two of the most aggressive teams in free agency are going to be the Cleveland Browns and the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And obviously, their free agents are attractive to both those teams. So that's where the problem lies for me.
And really fit. Not just attractive because, oh, we know the player, whatever. Dallas Cowboys need a kicker. Adam Vinatieri is going to be on the free agent market. Dallas Cowboys run the 3-4. Cleveland Browns run the 3-4. And they need, both teams kind of have some young players developing defenses. You know, a veteran presence who wouldn't necessarily have to start 16 games and play 90% of the snaps would fit in probably pretty nicely.
To win championships.
Right. No question.
Yeah, I think one of those teams, or maybe another one, will perhaps bold Willie McGinnis over with an offer. But I do think that if things are relatively equal, that he's going to come back here. And he, you know, he did say that he understands that the reason his career has sort of blossomed in the last couple of years is because of the scheme that he runs with Bill Belichick. So I think that there's a 50-50, maybe better than 50-50 if he comes back. But he's not doing too many favors for this team.
No.
It's not going to be ridiculous.
No.
$4 million to $1 million, bye-bye.
Right.
But I think him and Vinatieri are in the same boat. If the deals are relatively close, they'll both return. If someone blows one of them out of the water, they'll be gone.
Okay. Right. So we bring up Vinatieri, and as we come to you now, it's late on this Friday afternoon. Free agency set to begin at 12:01 Eastern Saturday. That's only a few hours from now. Vinatieri, David Givens, we've gone through the Patriots' unrestricted free agents. What do you think? Who do you think is the first guy of the Patriots' unrestricted free agents gone?
Vinatieri. David Givens.
Interesting. We got David Givens from Andy Hart. We got Vinatieri from Tom. Let's start with Andy. David Givens.
I think he's the best wide receiver on the market. We saw Isaac Bruce re-signed with St. Louis, so some of the veteran guys that may have been out there, I think he's a young receiver. You mentioned, Tom, Cleveland Browns. I think they're going to make a run at him, throw him some money, and just get it done quickly and say, this is your new home, and you're a guy we can kind of help build an offense around.
So you think Givens going to Cleveland?
I think Cleveland, but I think there's going to be a lot of interest in him. You know, I think there's going to be half dozen teams that are willing to throw some money at him. We've seen the Patriots. They're going to put a value on him, and they're not going to go much above that. So I think he's a pretty quick signing somewhere.
Tom, well, Vinatieri, where's he
going? Givens, that was just reported, does have, his agent said, has 12 teams interested in him right now. So
yeah, I don't
think he's tampered with him, huh?
But the chances of him coming back are slim, too. I just think Vinatieri is going to be the first to go because I know he's got a meeting scheduled with the Cowboys, and Tampa Bay is also interested. And I honestly believe with the new agreement now, someone is going to give him the money he's looking for, and I think he'll be gone.
Well, that's the thing. That's an interesting topic because, you know, every team now has a little more money than maybe they thought they'd have a week ago. Does that impact the Patriots when it comes to specifically those two guys, Givens and Vinatieri? Does it make any difference at all in their approach to perhaps trying to re-sign either one of those two guys?
Well, I think Givens was gone. I know Brad Blank was kind of on the record in today's paper saying he thinks there's a better chance Givens could return to New England because they have a little bit more money. I don't know about that. I don't know that $8 million is that big of a deal. It just gives other teams more money as well. Cleveland Browns now have, what, $30, $40 million to spend.
They're like $28
so
million.
They have plenty of money. You know, I think in the Vinatieri thing, it really could matter because to blow away a Vinatieri, you're not talking about an extra $5 million. You're talking about maybe $1 million.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Now these teams say, you know what, we just get $8 million in free money. I'm going to make a run at it if I'm the Dallas Cowboys. I'm going to take a chance at winning, and I have the money to play with.
But if those two both leave, they have to sign Stephen Neal because they have no depth at guard, even though they did re-sign Tucker, but someone who can start 16 games. So I think the attention would turn to Neal.
Well, I was going to say, I guess you could say the next tier of unrestricted free agents from the Patriots are the two offensive linemen, Neal, number one, and Ashworth, number two.
I'm not sure that would satisfy fans if they allow Adam Vinatieri and David Givens to walk and say the first day of free agency.
Yeah.
It could get ugly around here.
Right. Well, okay, I guess the next phase of this free agency is among teams on the among players from the other 31 teams, who is the first guy to be added to the Patriots roster among unrestricted free agents or guys who have been cut in the last week? And do you think the Patriots try to strike quickly, meaning in the next 24 or 48 hours, with anyone?
No. That generally has not been their style to jump right in. And that's why I think a guy like Givens goes quickly, because I think a couple other teams will maybe overpay a little, just throw money, get it done. The Patriots have been more that second week, really analyze who's out there, what the market is, pick a guy, then they can make a splash. Obviously, we never hear about it. A couple years ago was where they signed Harrison and Poole in the same day.
And Colvin, I think, was all in the same 48
so,
hours.
You know, they do that. They fly under the radar, and then they'll make their splash maybe the second week because that's when the market starts to level out and you really kind of figure out where it's going.
Now, there's a guy who I know we brought up on a podcast either, was either last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. Sam Madison appears. He's already signed
with the Giants.
Is he a guy? To me, he was a guy that seemed like, you know, a veteran cornerback. To me, I would prefer to see the Patriots go for cornerbacks in free agency than the draft, more of an immediate impact.
Madison, like Dwayne Stark's immediate impact?
Like Dwayne Stark's, exactly. Maybe similar.
The Patriots need to do something here because another team that's being very aggressive in prospects they're looking at is the Miami Dolphins. Sam Adams are looking for a quarterback.
Dante Culpepper in trade.
And they were two Tom Brady perfect passes away in Miami from possibly winning the division last year.
Right.
So the Patriots need to get better, in other words. They can't sit back and just sign the Joe Juraviciuses of the world and say, well, we're going to compete for the Super Bowl. They need to get better because they have holes to fill.
Right.
Well, now, when you mentioned the Dolphins, it may also be that, although it is Nick Saban down there, the Patriots just don't tell anyone about any of these, you know, visits or they're interested in the guy.
There's no question they don't tell anyone.
Yeah. It could be that, you know, that they're going to strike pretty quickly, but
I just don't think that's generally their style. I really feel like they let the market set itself and then make their deals.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I think Ted Washington would be him coming back here as a backup to Vince Wilfork would be a nice signing.
And we all would love to hear in the locker room again. Morning.
And then if you try to approach him with any further
questions, get the bleep out my face.
You're gone. Exactly. Well, we mentioned briefly both Isaac Bruce re-signing with St. Louis. Sam Madison looks like signing with the Giants. Those were two moves happening today. It's all going to be happening pretty quickly. And I guarantee you next Friday when we have our next podcast, whether it be players coming to the Patriots, players leaving the Patriots, we will have a lot more.
We'll have some news.
So that's going to do it for this this Friday on the Patriots Roster Report. Andy Hart and Tom Casale. I'm Brian Lowe. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys, and thank you for listening. Come back next week to hear all the latest updates. That's all for now. Go Pats!